next and last stop is
Atlantic Avenue, Barclays Center.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Welcome back to the Only Nets Fans You Know podcast. I'm Peter. I'm joined by my friend and fellow Nets fan, Charlie.
What is up? You know, it's my... What's that guy's name from Jim Rome? What is up, Peter? What is up?
Damn, that's a throwback.
Yeah.
A lot has happened since the last time we shot the shit with y'all. We had some COVID scares. We had some wins. We had a losing streak. We had a lot going on.
Oh, wait, before I get into that, what's the... working title?
Our working title is What's the Vibe? Should I explain?
This time you explain. Go ahead.
So on the Christmas Day game against the Lakers, Harden was mic'd up from the TNT broadcast. And I believe it was after one of the Bruce Brown layups or dunks. He was asking, and he was quote-unquote exclaiming, "What's the Vibe?" to Bruce Brown after... said play. I believe that's what it was. Don't quote me on that, though.
Nets are currently 23-12, 13-3 on the road.
And,
it's the best road record in the NBA.
No, what would you get that from?
Unnamed sources.
The prodigal son is back, I heard.
The prodigal son is returning. Our man Kyrie Irving is coming back to our Brooklyn Nets after months, three months to be exact, of not knowing if he was even going to play this season. I was not confident. And so what happened was they were throwing out little tidbits over the course of the month. You got the Shams post about him coming back. Then you got KD talking about it, right? And then...
Well, this is what happened. Supposedly... they were talking behind the scenes the whole time, but around Thanksgiving, things started, like, heating up, per se. And then when this COVID thing just ate us alive, you know, we need the bodies. KD was on a podcast, his own podcast, I should say, and he said we needed bodies, and what are you going to say? Nah, don't bring in this all-star.
Well, I don't want to say that. Yes, we need Kyrie Irving. We always need Kyrie Irving. Honestly,
was it the right move, though?
Yes, because I think so. The Nets have egg on their face. If the Nets have a bad record and they have to bring him back, they physically had how many players? 10 players, COVID protocol at one point. Harris has ankle surgery.
Listen, I think it's easier to list KD, who doesn't have it.
The most important thing about Kyrie's return is that it gives KD and Harden a chance to rest, road back-to-backs, any back-to-backs, anytime they need to load manage these guys throughout the game. You know, think about Kyrie coming in. I like the lineup of having KD and Kyrie on the court at all times and Harden having his own second unit, because you've seen the Laker and Clippers games, how well he controlled this roster without KD being there. So I think giving him his own lineup to work with, I like that fact that he had two good defensive players like Bembry and Brown. You got a three-point shooter in Patty Mills. And, you know, replace that with Joe Harris and Patty Mills. And then you got a guy like Blake Griffin off the bench with him. I like that lineup. And then you might even have LaMarcus Aldridge. You know, we'll see.
I know there's two ways of looking at this. You know, politically, a lot of people felt like, oh, you know, the Nets got bitched out, that, you know, Kyrie won, he outlasted them. I just, you know, as a Net fan, how could you not be happy that this guy's coming back? You know, this guy wanted to play for us, brought KD over to us. The guy was a Net fan growing up. You know, one of my dreams is still seeing him win a championship in a Nets jersey, just to see, you know, quote-unquote, one of us make it. But, you know, he obviously has some issues in the past, missing games and whatnot. And, of course, you know, I'm happy he's back. But things, you know, his return won't be that easy also, right?
He also, he got COVID. They tested positive. Him for COVID is one of them. So he had to clear protocols. Both him, KD, LaMarcus Aldridge, both just recently cleared protocols. And Kyrie Irving came out and spoke to the media since the first time he did the Instagram live video, talking about the vaccine and all that stuff. Basically, what we took away from it, the most important thing, he's grateful to be back, and he seems like he's happy to be back, and it looks like this is something that's a long time coming, and this roster was constructed with Kyrie Irving in mind. So, like, the shortcomings you see with this roster, you know, the lack of a three-point shooter, the lack of that little boost in scoring when Harden and KD aren't on it, Kyrie Irving answers all these issues, and Harris might come back in the next couple weeks, too, from his ankle injury. So, getting these guys back, we're going to be at full Death Star power, you know. You know, I think we'll be a full, as the Yankees' Brian Cashman says, we'll be a fully operational Death Star. Only on road games, though.
Things are looking up very bright for the postseason as far as guys are going to be a lot more rested. Just this little, like, it's kind of messed up to say, but I think this, like, little COVID break for James Harden would have been, that would have been, it was the best thing for him.
He looks himself.
He's back to normal. So, like we said, with Kyrie coming back, hopefully, you know, we see more of that James Harden. I just think, I don't know. It's tough. I saw this this thing online on the Twitters. Would you rather take a lower seed so you have more road games? I thought that was a very interesting take.
It is an interesting take. I don't know. You still go for the higher seed.
I agree. I agree 100%. I'd rather have Game 7 at home, even if you would not have a Kyrie in that situation.
Agreed.
But it's tough because you never know who you're going to face.
It didn't really help us much last year now, did it?
That's facts there. Totally different situation, but sure, yeah.
So, here we go. It's the roller coaster is about to begin, but I just want to point out all the media, all the other New York tabloids, the non-Nets fan tabloids, they made this a dramatic thing. You know.
Still is.
You know, the guy didn't want to get vaccinated, didn't feel comfortable with it. It was his body, his choice, as they say. The Nets players wanted them back. Nets fans wanted them back to a point where, like, we almost vilified the guy. He's not the only unvaccinated player, but he's the most popular unvaccinated player. You know, a personal family and health standpoint, I don't think it's wrong to be skeptical of things, even though I don't agree with it. But I understand from that point of view. As a fan, I wanted them back, and I thought it was a little bit selfish. And I'm glad, again, like I said before, I'm glad they didn't do it when the Nets had a bad record. I'm glad they did it for this reason because, I mean, like, that would be like pushing the panic button. And, you know, being at that level, you don't want to be like at that level in that sense. That would have mean we had to have seen some shit. But, yeah, getting back to the media, now it's like you hear these Nets players, Kyrie being grateful, you know, KD and Harden welcoming him back with open arms, everyone welcoming him back with open arms. For the Nets players, it's all business. They ask these guys, these players, Bembry, Mills, they asked these guys to fill in when needed. These guys stepped up, they went to work, they did their job, they got it done. Now we finally got a semblance of a team. Credit to Cam Thomas, Edwards, David Duke, Sharp, all these guys filling in, doing their job. But still, yeah, I mean, think about that. I mean, right now, given all these injuries, no Kyrie, pretty much no Joe Harris, Blake Griffin having a very cold start. He was supposed to be a key factor. And now you got Kyrie coming back. And it's starting to come together.
If you guys notice that nice sound, that is the ambiance of Brooklyn, of recording in a fabulous apartment.
Yeah, it's a wonderful garbage truck.
Garbage trucks, taxis galore.
Well, I guess that's a cue into our next segment then.
The garbage. No, I'm kidding. Right. This was crazy looking at looking how this team was decimated, man.
Like, still is.
Like, it's just ridiculous.
The list is slowly getting less and less, though.
I feel like for Nets fans, like, from what I saw on the TV, it looked crazy. I wish I was there. Probably the two best wins of the year because of this whole situation were, I could say, both games. The win against Toronto.
Great win.
And the win against the 76ers. Especially the win against the 76ers.
It's always good when you can smack God. Philly. Ended up beating Toronto 131 to 129 in overtime. That was a game where, I mean, KD wasn't even supposed to play that game, but I think Harden was out. Harden was COVID.
That night. I think they found out like an hour.
Pretty much the whole team ended up with COVID, and KD basically played with like Kessler, Edwards, Cam Thomas, basically carried this young Nets team to a win, and Blake Griffin and Patty Mills. Dude, I have to get a Patty Mills jersey. I'm gonna do it. This was his 30. He had 30 points this game. He hit a game tying shot to get us into overtime. KD ended up with 34 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists. Nice, cool triple double. Blake had 13 points. David Duke Jr.
The balls on this guy to knock down these free throws. I think at the time those were his first free throws, like of his NBA career. To seal a game in a game like that, with the whole crowd going crazy, major respect to the kid.
These guys have barely seen any NBA time before this game. And these guys, again, credit to Sean Marks for drafting these dudes. They were ready to play.
He was unfazed.
Credit to Sean Marks, but credit to the Long Island Nets coaching staff to keeping these guys prepared, ready. And they put them in situations, you know, where they need to see, you know, all those times they just keep feeding them the ball. These guys are taking.
They bring their confidence up.
Yeah, they keep 30 shots, and they're telling me, "Go ahead, go to the G League and take 30 shots tonight if you need to," and they do, and it works. And you see it. You see these guys' confidence when they shoot, and the Nets do it right.
Cam had a bad game though.
Cam had a bad game of 4 points, but he's been pretty consistent for the most part in most other games. Besides for Van Vliet and who had put up 31 points, and Siakam and Trent Jr. put up 25. The Raptors definitely played a tough game, and it was going to be a hard-fought game to the end, but man, I didn't think we were going to win this game.
No, but we assumed that these games would be losses just by the bodies, right? You don't think the rookies could pull this out.
I didn't think it was a good idea to even play KD, but he said, right. I got to play. So he did, and we won. The same thing against the Sixers with a 114-104 victory, and this was a great game. Only because...
That's 31 first quarter net attack. Did you think that was going to happen after the game before? Mm-hmm. I was shocked. They came out and punched Philadelphia in the mouth.
We had a 20-point lead going into that... Was it fourth quarter almost? No, third quarter. The Philly just surged. I mean, it was tough to watch. But, hey, man, we pulled this one out. That
bastard Embiid, man.
They tied it at 1-3 in the fourth. Oh, man, I know.
In a good way. Like, I know. He's so good.
But who came to our rescue, added two late free throws when needed to be? David Duke Jr.
But I want to just say, my guy, I've been getting, okay, this was not, we're not supposed to talk about this, but I'm throwing this in there. People, the week before that game, or maybe like even that day, gave me so much fucking shit about defending Blake. I've been defending Blake for the last, like, you know, whole slump.
So I'm not going to say he's all the way, like, back, but it's definitely big to see him hitting his threes again. He had a really nice one against Memphis. So I hope this guy's coming back because we really need him. I've been defending him a lot, but I know he's not Nick Claxton.
He's done nicely when coming back in to play big minutes. I'll give him that. He's done a very good job so far.
It's funny, if you go by like defensive like roar, he's the far leader. Take a guess.
I've never questioned his defense.
Take a guess of this. His defense with the slump, they put the offensive and defensive stats together. Guess what he ranks on the team if you had to take a guess.
First.
No. Second. KD more than KD, bro.
Second?
Nope.
Third?
Nope.
Fourth?
Nope.
Fifth?
Yeah, fifth on the team. with guys that have had more minutes than him. That should not be.
I know. Well,
how good he is defensively.
He's very good. He takes charges, creates a lot of pressure on down low. He He's a big body, but listen, for the Nets offense to succeed, we need floor spacing. He's not hit his threes very well this year.
You know what? I got to take the L on that. You know what? Maybe Kyrie going back could really help him out because I think he needs it.
Then also, the other thing is, like, he's also not a lob threat. It's a good thing Nick Claxton has come back.
Dunk. What are you talking about?
He could dunk, but he's not a lob threat. Harden needs a lob threat.
What are you talking about, man?
Nick Claxton coming back, Harden's game. You notice how much better Harden looks with Nick Claxton back, a lob threat, and how much better Nick Claxton looks?
Yeah, he had 17 against Philly. And I told you, my boy Blake, who's back, had 17-9. KD.
Best game of the year.
34 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists. That guy, that bastard Embiid. 32 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, and he makes it look easy. It's disgusting. And that guy, Seth Curry, you might have heard of him.
I've always
wanted this guy to be on the fucking Nets. 29 points. I've always thought he was going to be good.
He torched us, man. I think it was a 6 straight possessions where he hit a shot, I believe. Moving on. As far as the next couple of games, they're all postponed. I'm sure everyone knows that.
You skipped something magical. But I'd rather not talk about that either, so we could definitely skip that. After KD got out, we had a game against the Magic where we lost 100-93. I was surprised that they still...
Are you even talking about this game?
Yeah, unfortunately. Bro, they had guys like Shaquille Harrison got hired. On the same day, he was playing for us and getting, like, major minutes.
I think we should just chalk this up to a G League loss.
Yeah, it was an 8-man rotation.
This should just really count as our G League record, not our NBA record, right?
Yeah, so I'm just going to say the 8-man rotation took the L 100-93. If you guys want the stats, you guys could Google it.
It's funny because before the Nuggets game, Austin Rivers said, he's like, you should have seen this Nets team. This is quote-unquote that we were playing. He said, you should have seen this Nets team that we were playing tonight. Patty Mills, Blake Griffin, Cam Thomas were the only guys we knew. Meaning, like, he couldn't even scout anyone. They had no idea.
That was based on the scouting report.
They're like, okay, we have to figure out.
He's covering anonymous.
Great. Oh, man. Well, everyone got COVID. We all know that. So, we didn't know who was going to play Christmas Day. We're like, are we going to play this game? But the NBA, of course, needed the revenue because you can't miss a game. So, we got good news. We got Harden and Millsap back.
Boy, did we get Harden back.
He looks like he's back. I mean, I'm not going to jump the gun on this one, but, man, he looks like he's got his bounce back.
Does he look skinnier?
Looks a little more fit.
He looks a lot skinnier to me.
He's got his burst back, it looks like. He's getting that first step, and it's like his problem, he wasn't able to blow by defenders, and I think he was really concerned about drawing contact. Now he doesn't seem to be concerned about drawing contact. He's going right for it.
Isn't it amazing, like, with these athletes, that they get a week off, 2 weeks off, and how their body reacts to it?
It could be crazy. That. It could be that. It could be he was working out in his downtime and he didn't have a lot of opportunities with the hamstring injury to work his way back up. And now that he has some game speed, now he can actually have time to take time off and work on his body. And you saw him post the Instagram video. Was it the Instagram video or someone posted it? After the game where he put up...
You said it was, I think, from the overtime account.
39 points against the Clippers the next game. He starts going to the gym, puts in a 40-minute workout. So the dude is fucking... It seems like he's definitely driven.
But I thought it was, I thought it was even more impressive. LeBron had 39 points, Melo had 17 points, and played like a Nick playing the Nets. They held Westbrook 4 out of 20. He had a triple-double, but 4 out of 20 shooting. Like, I know, we all know his shot isn't amazing, but...
Christ, I know.
That's like a bullet.
He's been really bad for them. Yeah. Although his last month has been pretty decent, but this was a bad game for him. That's for sure.
I think they're going to regret getting him they don't already.
But also, I bear in mind, Anthony Davis isn't playing, so... That's like their best player almost. That is their best player.
It feels good to beat the Lakers, though.
Oh, of course. No, beating LeBron James is always fun.
That was supposed to be our NBA Finals opponent.
I mean, that last play of the game, man, that last possession, I mean, we were up by 20 on them, and they credit to them, the Lakers, they were pulling a comeback. I thought the Nets were going to let this one slip. But that last play designed to Claxton, that dunk over LeBron, it wasn't a dunk, it was a throw-in. quote unquote. But he hit the, and he had the balls to hit the free throw in his face too, and that pretty much sealed the deal for the Nets. And oh wow, it was a very nice Christmas gift.
I saw this one Net fan on Twitter. He took it, printed it out, and framed it, and it's in his living room now. I love Net fans.
Love it.
I love Net fans. And what do you call the Harden magic continued, as you said before, 124-108. We had 39 points, 15 assists from Harden, 4 of 9 of 3. The shot is back. The explosiveness is back. I love it. And when you have Patty shooting 6 of 13 from 3, it's going to be a tough night to beat this team, especially with the guys
Patty's
back.
Patty's been unreal. I can't believe.
That's a steal.
I know.
We got him on a steal.
And he's coming off like the Australian,
Olympics,
and I mean he was on fire in there, and then he just seems all his magic from there seems to be carrying over. Man, this guy has been done such an incredible job filling in the Joe Harris role. He's filled in everything we need from him. I mean, his 3-point shooting has been off the charts. He's 50.
Iciness in him too.
Yeah, he's a good defender.
I love when they're inbounding the ball, and he just goes right behind somebody and just picks it. Like he will, if the ball's in front of him, if you're not protecting the ball, he will snatch it out of your hands.
Plus, he's got an awesome accent.
Of course.
Yeah. So
you want to try to do his accent?
No.
No. Pretty cool.
Hi there, Peter.
No, don't. You want, edit, almost got to edit that out.
You want to play some basketball?
No, let's stop. Go with 15.
That was very insensitive. I'm sorry, Patty, if you're listening to this. That was terrible.
Yeah, you're a scumbag, bro. You know, Morris Jr. had 25 also. And just this team, I think, is getting, I don't know. I felt last year was our chance, and I didn't know how confident I felt about this year. But I think everyone's being, you know, out at the right time, so now they could get rested up, and this team is fired all cylinders somehow, some way. I don't get it.
You think it's maybe they, you know, for people who like shit on Nash for his rotations and his timeouts, maybe he's actually, is it possible that he's a good coach? I mean, is it?
People know that he's a good coach. They just don't like the timeouts.
I got over this. I think him not calling timeouts now are just tests that he runs for his team throughout the year.
I think that's like socially accepted. Like if you're not a, you know, I don't say, if you're not a real Nets fan.
But this is what they said in person. Real Nets fans know what's up, Pete. We don't have to explain this to the real Nets fans. Like they know, most people, I think there's a faction of Nets fans who are torn on the Kyrie Irving thing. And then for the most part, there's one side of the Nets spectrum and there's another. There's the overreactive Nets spectrum, which is mostly me most of the time on that spectrum. And then there's the level-headed Nets spectrum, which is more so you trend towards you. There's points in time where those two things, they clash. We all feel strongly about the same thing. Like, we all know Sean
we'll
Marks
come
is,
together.
We all know Sean Marks is great. That's an agreement.
And we need a statue.
You need something. They should just name the Barclays Center the Sean Marks Center. For kids who can't read good.
I like that. You got me. The nice cops in the background.
Again, this is as authentic as it gets, folks.
I hope you guys enjoyed the ambiance. So, obviously, the Nets had to add in a couple players because of COVID. They're able to sign guys through a hardship exception for 10 days. Langston Galloway got added. And, guy, this is not a guy that's at the end of a G League bench. The last 2 years, he shot 40% from three.
I like
that's
Langston
a steal.
Galloway. I really like Langston Galloway. I think this is a smart move by Sean Marks to pick this guy up. He definitely, I mean, again, he hasn't seen much time, and I think
he's got like no time. He's got like 15 minutes. You know what I mean? Like you can't judge him.
I want
that.
Him to see if he could do, what he could do. I mean, he could shoot three at a pretty good clip for us. And again, he's a veteran. He's known. He's been around. He knows how to play. He knows the league. He knows our players. And he's a professional.
You'll be happy to know that they extended him.
Yeah, no, I'm happy about that. I think he's a good pickup and definitely fair filling. And I hope they can somehow find a way to keep him.
Yeah. So after this 10 days, the Nets are going to have to make a decision. Either drop him or give him a roster spot. You can only sign guys up to 2 10-day days. Shaquille Harrison also got another 10-day. Yeah, he's big for a guard.
He is, but he is, again, hasn't really seen much time.
Not at all. Not at all. James Ennis, fuck you, man. No, I'm kidding. He went to the Clippers after our 10-day extravaganza with him. So he's going to be playing. Funny, we, you know, Nets play the Clippers one day. Next day, you're signing with the Clippers.
And that's the NBA.
That's kind of funny, right? He didn't have to leave anywhere.
Ironic, but yeah, no, it's the NBA, dude. What do you expect? It's you see something different every night. That's for sure. I'm just honestly, I don't know what they're gonna do with the trade deadline. That's another. We're gonna have another probably episode about that. But you know, that's Kyrie Irving comes back. This team, it feels almost complete. You know, Joe Harris has to come back, and then we could. Then we can see what's up with this team. I really like...
You got to get rid of Javon Carter. That's the first thing.
I don't think you got to get rid of him. I just don't give him as much time. I think he's a very good guy to put on defense.
You got to get rid of him.
If you need to send someone for a defensive look, but he's got to control his shots. That's the thing.
On ball defense. He's your guy.
I have no problem with him taking open threes and getting into rhythm jump shots.
But he just... Just chucking him.
You know what bothers me? Like, he's coming in with, like, the fourth quarter unit when we are up by a lot. And he's taking the ball up the floor every time and not passing it and just taking shots. It's so much better and easier to operate and shoot. I'm speaking for myself. But when there's an offensive flow and people move the ball around and you just feel good and you feel rhythm,
feels good then. When it's just ISO.
Yeah, I know, but it's like it's very disheartening when you see other guys open and he's just passing up open looks.
Well, the thing that kills me the most, and I know, you know, maybe would have not gotten sharp this way, but I miss Shamit. I was the last season, if you guys remember, if you guys listened to us, I was the captain of the Shamit train. So to get Shamit traded for this guy, he's a nice guy, great on ball defense, but just the threes he takes sometimes. Or a little erratic for my liking. That's one of my biggest no-nos.
But when we lost in Sham, we got in a guy like Bembry. Think about it.
Yeah, Bembry is pretty good, man.
I'm really pleasantly... I think Bembry is one of the guys I'm very pleasantly surprised at how well he's played on defense. He's got a really nice finishing game under the rim, too. He's very crafty. I've noticed he makes a lot of crafty plays to get to the rim and finish.
Should we go into the wrap-up, though?
And we can wrap it up, but I also want to talk about how well he's shooting his threes.
I mean, that's the first topic, my friend. I love he's picking his spots. He's shooting at a good percentage, surely. But you know what? It's not too many attempts. Small sample size, but you're right.
3 for 3 some games, 2 for 3 some games, 2 for 4 some games. One, like, you know, some days 1 for 1. But when he's open and he feels good about it, he takes his shots and he hits them.
Did you see the article on his shooting?
That he changed his form over the off season, I guess, as you want to call it, or the summer.
Nope. From working with the superstars, that they helped him change his form, and he says he's never been so open.
It's true.
It's real, right? It's real.
Played on Toronto pretty much as a third stringer or bench player in Toronto.
It's like I'm not sure. He didn't get as many minutes as we're giving him, though. Obviously, he was more of a defensive guy for them. But, like, he could never shoot. That was his thing that he was missing. And they helped him. And, man, he is really, really lighting it up. And you put in that shooting with his defense, that's just another steal.
KD and Harden are players who truly elevate the players around them.
Like, it's all spacing, my friend.
I know.
Spacing.
Well, but they also find these guys. That's the thing. It's one thing to be a pure scorer, but it's another thing to be able to find these guys and get them to the guy who's open and give these other players confidence that when they're ready, when, you know, again, you're not going to get as a superstar, you're not going to get the best look every time. So trust being able to get the ball right to the guy when they see him opening and make sure to capitalize on the double teams. And Harden is really good at that. And Harden is probably the best in the league at capitalizing off double teams, getting other players involved.
He is very, very tricky, and he could just get the ball into the smallest of spots. And he hits guys in the hands. I want to talk about Joe for a second. He's starting to come back, according to the Nets. He's starting his conditioning and his on-court work. So you were about right. Me and you made a You made a prediction about when he'd be back. You said around, what, 5 weeks you said or something like that?
I said
you had a similar injury.
That was 6 weeks. I said 6 weeks, but it could be soon. I wouldn't be surprised if it's sooner.
This was the fourth week, so you wouldn't be. That's pretty good.
I mean, the Nets have this infamous and dreaded ramp-up they always talk about. And then during the ramp-up, they're always on the stay-ready unit. They have these like weird names for, like, yeah, he's not ready yet. Or, like, you know, it's like, yeah, he's not conditioned.
Playing nicknames and stuff.
It's funny because, like, you know when they say, oh, there's a ramp-up here, it means he's, like, he's not in shape. That's what they mean. Or it's like, oh, yeah, there's the stay-ready group. It's like, yeah, they haven't really
proven to us. You're very smart to say that.
It's like, oh, yeah, the stay-ready group. Oh, yeah, they haven't really proven to us that they're fully ready to get a full-time, you know, consistent minutes yet. That's what those mean. That's just a nice way and pretty way of saying it. It's just how you dress up the words.
You're
and that's,
fat.
Yeah. Then, you're fat. It's like, oh, you're slightly above average. And that's having a good way of wording things, getting information out there the right way to prepare people. The Nets are honestly the organization is a calculated machine. They know what they're doing. All their moves are precise and calculated. Some are gut moves, I feel like. But most of them are calculated and precise, and you know it's we're good. It's nice to be in a good place right now as a Nets fan for once, because usually it's all doom and gloom. But we'll.
Now I really want to keep this upbeat, since this is more like you know, celebrating Kyrie coming back. But we got to talk about. I'll get into the last three games. Just complete sleepwalking, I guess. I don't know if it's because Kyrie's coming back, so everybody's kind of just waiting for that. But just disappointing basketball. You have a good week of COVID, you know, COVID Nets, of the young guys putting up all those, you know, all those solid wins. Like, really, you know, making up ground in the conference. With the Bulls now taking the lead on us. And then, you know, against the Sixers, a 110-102 loss. You know, choppy last minute. Could they have won? Yeah, but whatever. You know what I mean? You figure the Nets just won a lot of games that they weren't supposed to win, per se. And, you know, games like that happen. That's shit happens. You know, Embiid ushers us off the court. Bitches us out. On our home court. Once again, you know, KD did the same thing to them, right? So maybe that was a little bit of a karma there. Then you get the Clippers game. You know, KD said it best after the game. We came in here with a fucked up attitude and started thinking we're just going to walk into a W. And Clippers had a 15-3 run to tie it. And the Nets just look, just totally, utterly disappointing with, you know, disappointing, desperate threes, just turnover, just bad turnovers and bad, overall, just bad defense. Just letting teams just drive down the court for easy layups, leaving open threes. Just not not something that we're used to seeing from this team. And then the crown jewel of the three losses in a row. 118-104 Grizzlies. Just down 27 in the fourth. I think KD had a quarter that he didn't make any shots. Patty went like a 0-for at one point. I don't know. I forgot if he made a shot at all. But I say this game was kind of different than the other two. That this was just a total, just, you know, chip just went wrong. Guys, everybody was having an off night. But just to have it, you know, three in a row, just strung back to back to back, just really upsetting. And you would think that Kyrie would inject life into the team, you know, hearing that he was going to come back. But, you know, what are you going to do? And tonight we're going to be taking on the Pacers. Kyrie's gonna come back, and I was hoping for a better effort against the Grizzlies. The young guys did a great job against the Grizzlies to knock down the lead down to 11 and bring some life to the Barclays Center, because the Grizzlies were having a party. They had Ja Morant and Steven Adams sitting on the bench to start the fourth or mid-fourth. And they actually had to come back in because we put a little pressure on their necks. But it was just really hard to describe, like, the atmosphere. Nets were getting booed off the court. Just utterly disappointing and not something you want to see, you know, on with a team that's supposed to be winning a championship or having championship goals. While the Bulls are just, you know, on a fucking hot streak. But just having Kyrie come back is just going to give just the offense a lot more spacing, a lot more driving, kicking, as the Nets try and figure this out and try to acclimate Kyrie back into the lineup.
What you should try following us on Twitter at OnlyNetsFansPod. You should try following us on the IG. The IG needs some help. Charlie runs it. He's struggling.
No, I'm not.
The only Net fans you know on IG. Have a great day. Have a great commute. Have a great night. And most importantly, have a great new year.
What's the vibe? What is the vibe?
I'm going to have to cut that out.
No, you're not.